With climate change top of mind for many Indianapolis residents, the city is working to increase its sustainability efforts, but it continues to fall behind. WFYI's Aubriana Heron reports that one area, clean transit, persistently struggles.
When the 2024 City Clean Energy Scorecard was released this year, Indianapolis's ranking wasn't a surprise to Lindsay Tremery, Community Engagement Manager with the city's Office of Sustainability.
I don't think any of us expected to be number one or top 10. So to improve, I think, is a good sign.
Indianapolis is among the worst in the country for energy efficiency, according to a report by the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. The report ranks cities on their sustainability efforts based on several factors, including electric vehicle infrastructure improvements, transit access, and bikeability. Transportation is a main factor contributing to Indianapolis's low score, as it makes up about a third of the city's total carbon emissions. Stefan Samaripas is a senior manager of the Energy Council that did the study. He says Indianapolis has done a good amount of planning to lower emissions in the transportation sector, but there's still more that could be done.
Particularly, I think there's a lot of room to do more in terms of thinking about those active modes of transportation and how to encourage those.
Indianapolis has struggled to create safe, connected infrastructure for walkers and bikers and continues to heavily fund roadways and other projects to improve transportation for vehicles. Other reports have found Indianapolis consistently lags in areas of transit ridership, pedestrian activity, and EV adoption rates. The city does have a plan to improve emissions and promote clean transit with Thrive Indianapolis. Measures laid out in that plan include increasing greenways and trails and creating transit-oriented development that builds more density in urban areas.
And that requires developments going in along our bus rapid transit lines to be focused on serving individuals and lifestyles that don't require a car.
When Indianapolis launched its first bus rapid transit program, it committed to a fully electric fleet, a move in the right direction to reduce emissions. But the BRT lines have faced many challenges, including pushback from state legislators and increased prices in efforts to move forward. Electric vehicles are another way to reduce emissions and promote clean transit. It was a hot early summer morning outside of the Julia M. Carson Government Center along busy Fall Creek Parkway. Denise Abdul-Rahman helped create a statewide coalition of minority organizations to ensure they benefit from having electric vehicle charging stations in their communities.
So that EVs are traveling through our communities, that we're not just hosting the diesel fumes and once again being the ones most disproportionately impacted health-wise, climate-wise.
Abdul-Rahman says it's not surprising that Indianapolis needs transit improvement, especially when it comes to the implementation of EV infrastructure. Recently, the Alliance called for a more equitable approach to the Indiana Department of Transportation's EV infrastructure plan.
NDOT did just enough, but why not go over and above, or why not do something that is truly meaningful that is going to include everyone?
The coalition stated issues with transparency, public engagement, and the selection of charging sites. Tremery, with the city's sustainability office, acknowledges the role EV infrastructure plays in curbing carbon emissions in Indianapolis. She says it's only a partial solution.
It's not like the golden solution that's going to fit everything for so many reasons, equity being a huge one.
Equitable transit can look like the Purple Line BRT project set to launch in October that has improved sidewalks along 38th Street and has invested in safer roadways in neighborhoods that need it the most. The 2023 Thrive Indianapolis annual report states the city has exceeded its target goal for the number of registered EVs and increased greenways and trails by nearly 23 miles since 2017. The city intends to be carbon neutral by 2050. For WFYI News, I'm Aubriana Heron.